What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and this is the 4 Minute Offense. And it's just Dynasty Bro Dot. Just coming here, solo edition. This probably be the first and only time I ever do this, but I'm just coming here to knock this out, in and out. Hey, probably the last week before your playoffs, so you need to establish these guys right now. I have some injuries going into this week. So you need to get these backup running backs, some of these receivers, maybe even some quarterbacks, man. We got some a lot of buys this week, man. If you need this important win, what the bros are going to try to do is try to show you how to dominate your league. Dynasty Bro Style, tell you the guys to get on your roster. So I'm going to hit this start button, and I got 4 minutes to tell you the guys who to drop and who to pick up. So here we go. 3, 2, 1. Look, if you need some quarterback help, let's get into Mr. Tyler Huntley. I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson, but he's Lamar Jackson light, and he will go out there and run the ball. Last year, in all the games he started, he averaged at least 40 yards rushing. Look, Pittsburgh doesn't really give it up to the run game anymore, but they do give it up downfield. He still has Mark Andrews. DeMarcus Robinson's playing okay. And just in case it turns into some kind of a scoring game, you know, Tyler Huntley will be out there and be able to be okay as a quarterback. Let's get into another guy. Mr. Kenneth Walker went down with an ankle issue. So Mr. DJ Dallas and Travis Homer, I'm going to talk about both of these guys. Travis Homer will be more involved in the pass game. He'll get those targets like that. But DJ Dallas should be the first and down back no matter what. Going against an easy Carolina team. Carolina will give it up on the run and in the pass. So those should be some guys that you should look out for if you need some running back help. Let's go down to Buffalo. And actually, for the past couple of weeks, this guy has kind of been building his role bigger and bigger and look like he can turn into a league winner. Josh Allen doesn't look like he's throwing the ball downfield. They're trying to run the ball. And James Cook, Dalvin's little brother, he's not as big as Dalvin, but he's more explosive, and he's finally starting to show why they drafted him. In fact, he's playing so well, they went and traded for Nyheim Hines. He can't even make it in a few plays, you know, game by game. So Mr. James Cook, he's been out there balling and his role getting more expanded. I know they're playing the Jets, but a way you can beat the Jets is throwing to the running back out the backfield. And James Cook is a good pass catcher out the backfield. So look out for him. Another running back. It's not sexy. Running game been sucking. It might be him. It might be Kyron. They go back and forth sometimes. But Cam Akers went out there, had 2 touchdowns. The offense looked a whole lot better with Wolford out there. It looked like they were a JV team last week and nobody was getting it done, but I like Cam Akers, man, going forward. Any kind of running back depth you can get at this time, you need it, and Las Vegas has been giving it up to everybody, and that's his opponent. I just want to say this guy, Chick, he's the biggest athletic receiver that Tennessee is going to have, especially if it looks like Treylon Burks is going to be out any with a concussion. And, you know, they've been real easy with the protocol lately, so he might miss a week. Chig looked like he got way more involved going forward, so you got to watch out for him. That's really it, man. And maybe Mike White going forward after this Buffalo matchup. He's got some pretty good matchups, and we all love Gary Wilson. They're letting him throw the ball, but he has Detroit, Jacksonville, Seattle in the playoffs. That might be sexy for you. So we can get into some of these drops, man. Oh, and just in case Zonovan Knight, a.k.a. Bam Bam, is not in your lineup, please pick him up. He balled out last week. He looks good. He's going to be the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo went down, man. He's out for the rest of the season. Hayden Hurst looked like he's going to miss a few weeks. So you got to watch out for him. Jermichael Hasty looked like he was a thing a couple weeks ago, him and Jalen Warren. And their guys came in and did it all. So you got to watch out. Drop him. I think Kyron Williams is probably going to be a drop. I thought this was his chance to take off. Look like Cam Akers jump right in. Drop some James Robinson. It looks like he doesn't have a role at all. I don't even know why they traded for him. I think they want to keep their draft capital. I think they lose picks if they play him a little bit more. So you could drop him. I'm not going to say drop Gus Edwards, but between him and Kenyon Drake, the way they're going up and down game by game, it sucks. JK should be back. And honestly, you probably should look into dropping Jameson. I don't think he's going to be right. I know you've been waiting, having him on IR all year and waiting. Maybe he can blow up at the back end. Until he gets acclimated with the system and all the way healthy, man, I don't think he's going to be getting any run. But I love him to death. Just don't love him on my team this year. And that's the 4 Minute Offense. Hey, I'm Dynasty Bro Dot. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the YouTube and the TikTok at Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Pod. Dynasty Bros, showing you how to dominate your league. Dynasty Bros style out.